Okay, here we go. All right, we begin on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are on the top line, and the goal today is to get to Yud Ches Amud Aleph, second line.
Can you just say a little bit of Aleph, but just like on the outside?
Aleph, but just on the outside.
Liz, you want you to repeat the whole daf?
It's too much.
Every line.
Outside, just say it.
The truth
every line
is a brand new topic. It's
got full of stuff.
So I'm not going to get into Amud Aleph.
Okay.
But if you want to get into Amud Aleph, you can do it by yourself. or you can listen to the shiur.
I don't know if that's the answer.
So you heard the shiur, so what do you need me for?
Because I don't remember.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. I got
no, this is a brand new topic. This is a brand new topic. It really has nothing to do with what we said before. Okay? Rav Huna Ramiksiv. This is Mamish. You don't have to know anything from anything in order to understand this Gemara. Okay? I mean, you have to understand, like letters of the alphabet and how to read and stuff. But aside from that, you... Okay.
No previous knowledge required.
Okay, here we go.
Does this have anything to do with that big brisa, the Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel brisa?
No. Nothing to do with that brisa.
Start with a whole new topic.
Whole new topic. Okay, a minute and 30 seconds, we've done nothing.
Get started.
Can you imagine the people listening to this? They're like, what goes on there?
It's like a comedy show.
I'm telling you. Okay. And we don't even have the main comedian. The main comedian's not even here yet.
Oh, yeah, sort of Stengel.
Okay.
You know, like, I listen to these recordings, you know, at my mom's house, whatever. And, you know, when you're not speaking, I can't necessarily understand what everybody's saying. But all I have to do, like, I hear Rabbi Stengel, and, like, it's just, that's enough for me to laugh.
Another 10 minutes of, like, hold on,
now you have another few minutes to play.
It's
like the pregame show.
Yeah, this is the pregame.
It's like you feel practice about
8:20, 8:10, 8:11.
He's back.
No, this is fine. I know David's here. He came all the way in from Singapore.
All right, here we go.
Take three.
You had no idea what you were getting yourself into, did you? You had no idea. He's already halfway into the Masechta. He can't turn back. What's he going to do? Mamish, we're halfway through, guys. We're halfway through the Masechta. This is unbelievable.
After
tonight, we'll be halfway through.
I guess so.
Okay. Okay, Rav Huna, we're on the top line. Rav Huna Ramiksiv. Rav Huna said there is a steer in the Psukim. Because the one pasuk one says Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav, right? This is Ashrei. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. Hashem is righteous. Hashem is just in all of His ways. Uksiv v'chassid b'chol masav. And yet it says at the end of the pasuk He is a chassid, right? Meaning He is lefnimishur esadin. He's not simply justice, but He also does chesed. He's a chassid. So which one is it? Is He a chassid or is He just a tzadik? So the Gemara says Betchila Tzadik. Initially, his intent was just to rule the world with tzidkus, with justice. Ula besov chasid. But in the end, he saw that the world was not going to be able to be mekuyim with just tzidkus, with just, as we call it, midas adin. So he incorporated midas hachesed, midas harachamim. Rabbi Lazar Amiksiv. Rabbi Lazar says similarly. Ulecha Hashem Chesed, to you Hashem is Chesed, Uksiv, and the pasuk says at the end, Ki ata teshalem le'ish k'maasehu, because you pay to each person according to his deeds. So which one is it? Is it Chesed, or is it paying according to the deeds? Is it Midas Harachamim, or is it Midas Adin? So again, he says, B'tchilo ki ata teshalem k'maasehu le'vesof, Ulecha Hashem Chesed. Again, Hashem was initially going to rule the world with Midas Adin, but he saw that wasn't working, so he incorporated Midas HaRachamim as well. Ilfi v'amr la ilfa. Either it was Ilfi or it was Ilfa. It's one of Santa's workers. Either Ilfa or Ilfi.
This pasuk is backwards, though.
What?
The second pasuk that we just did is backwards.
Right? One second. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's backwards. So you see Tosfos over there. Oh, you have your article.
No, even besides the article, it looks backwards. First,
it is backwards.
Right. Okay, fine.
But look at Tosfos. Ayin Sham. I'll let you look at it. Okay? Fine. Ilfa Varmila Ilfa Ramiksiv V'Rav Chesed. It says in the Midas Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim that he's Rav Chesed V'Ksiv V'Emes. It says right afterwards that he's Emes. So what is he? Is he Rav Chesed or is he Emes? So B'Tchila V'Emes or B'Sof Rav Chesed. Same Zach. B'Tchila he was going to run the world with Midas Adin, and he said decided he's going to run it with Midas
Arachamim.
Wasn't the Rav Chesed in that
race
from the world?
Yes, Klape, Mati Klape Chesed. Very good. So I guess what you're saying is you did have to know Yud Zayin or Aleph.
I don't know if you had to, because I don't know if it's making the same connection or if okay. It's just...
Same process.
It is not making the same connection, but it could be a flow from the previous Amud. But my point is, you don't have to know the previous Amud to know this Gemara.
It's backwards again, by the way.
Yes, it's backwards again.
All right.
See Tosas. Tosas de Maschel B'Tchil will clear up everything for you and all of your problems will go away. Okay.
Well, just give me $500, you'll feel much better.
Exactly. Okay. Vayter says the Gemara, Vayavar Hashem al pana vayikra. Hashem passed over him, passed over his face, over Moshe's face, and he called out. What does that mean? He passed over his face. How could Hashem pass over his face? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ilmalei mikra kasuv, if that pasuk had not said it explicitly, it'd be impossible to say such a thing. Milame, this pasuk teaches you, shenisati v'karosh baruch hu k'shliach tzibur. Hashem wrapped himself like a shliach tzibur in a talis, the herel la Moshe seder tefillah, and he showed to Moshe Rabbeinu the order of tefillah, how to properly daven. And that was the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachmim. Amr lo, he said to Moshe, kozman shi'Yisrael chotim yasul lefanai k'seder hazeh. Anytime Yisrael are chotei, they should do in front of me the following seder, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachmim, v'anim ochelahem, and I will forgive them. Hashem, Hashem, this is the going through the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim. It starts off saying Hashem, Hashem. Why does it say Hashem, Hashem twice? Ani hu kodem shiyachta Adam, v'ani hu la'achar shiyachati Adam v'yatsat shuva. I am the same Hashem who is with the man before he sins, and I am Hashem with Midas HaRachmim after he is chote, but he does teshuva. Right? He still warrants my chesed. Kel Rachum Mechanun. What does it mean that he is Kel Rachum Mechanun? Amr of Yehuda. Bris Krisa Lo Yod Gimel Midos She'enun Chozos Rekam. He is the Kel Rachum Mechanun. And there was a bris that was cut with, a covenant made that the Yod Gimel Midos HaRachmim never go back. They're never returned empty-handed. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Hinei Anochi Koreis Bris. I am forging a covenant.
Forever.
Huh?
Forever.
Forever.
I mean, the Shuvah aspect is only for Ben-Adam Lamach. Ben-Adam Lamach, you have to get the kill up.
Yes, good point. And that is something we're going to bring down on the bottom of the daf. Right? This is Reb Simcha with his Ruach HaKodesh speaking. Cool.
But I'm trying to keep it humble. So
trying to keep it humble. I understand. I'm not going to. All right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. We're going to strike that from the record. We're going to strike that from the record. He's just too much of an unof. Yeah. We're not going to have
that. A question. I didn't see it in the article. It seems like Hinei Anochi Koreis Bris is not just going on these three words. It's going on the entire Yud Gimel Midos. The pasuk of Hinei Anochi Koreis Bris is after the Yud Gimel Midos, right? Which we say on the Tansibur.
Yes.
Is going on the entire thing. The bris is not just on El Rachum Chanan. Why is the In the Chosman Rekam going on El Rachum Chanan? That's why I didn't understand that when I learned it the first day. Do you follow the question?
I follow your question.
Does it make sense? I don't need an answer. I just want to know if it makes sense.
Oh, you don't want an answer? Okay, great. Yeah, makes sense. Okay, very good.
No, seriously. you hear the question?
I hear the question. The question makes sense.
Why Dafke El Rachum?
The truth is, I've been through this Gemara a couple times, and it wasn't until I read it this time that I also had a similar question. I'm not sure exactly how to read the Gemara.
Why can't you read it?
I can read. I know how to put the letters together. That's not a problem.
My reading is that they made a brisk. It doesn't only mean El Rachum Mechanun.
Right, 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 right.
Right.
Meaning the whole question of the original question. Yeah. Midas Rachamim, Midas Adin.
El Rachum
is just only on El Rachum.
Yeah, it sounds like the Kel Rachum Mechanun is the Dibur HaMaskel. I'm not sure.
Netzach's talking about the Yugo Midos, but it's not just the Yugo Midos, it's not just Kalbach.
I'm not sure exactly how to read this Gemara.
Go on.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Now we have our now we have Rishus. Otherwise, we would have been here all night, just like Stam. But now we have Rishus. Amram Yochanan. Gedolah, did you miss this? You must have missed this, right? The whole shiur, you must have missed this. Terrible. Okay, Amram. It doesn't sound very convincing. You weren't very authoritative with that. We're more like questioning, like.
No, I wasn't questioning.
Okay, Avraham Yochanan, Gedola Teshuva. Teshuva is great. Shemekaraz Gzardino Shel Adam, because Teshuva has the ability to tear up a Gzardino of man. If man had a Gzardino, if he had something that was Nigzar Alav, Teshuva can undo that. This is we're going to see is a tremendous chiddush, which comes with a qualification.
Wasn't there something in Amud or Amud a half ago about Teshuvah, Tzedakah?
Yes. We had that. It's not going back to that, but it is tied to that. Where was that Gemara?
But you don't need to have learned that to understand this.
What?
What are you saying? Even
this
I didn't
is just
see
a
it.
This is nothing connected with anything.
It's not connected, but it is. It's all the
it's
same.
It's all disconnected.
It's all disconnected. Okay.
It's not connected.
You're right. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Dalad Dvar Mekaran Gzardino Shel Adam. Tzedakah Tzaka Shinei Hashem Shinei Maisim. Is that what you meant?
I think so.
Great. Okay, so now, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, okay? But at any rate, the Pasuk says Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk. Hashmein Lev Ha'amazeh. The heart of this people is thick. It is fat. The aznav hachbed, and its ears are heavy. The einav hasha, and its eyes are shut. Pen yireh be'einav, lest it see with its eyes. Uve aznav yishman, with its ears it will hear. Ulevavo yavin, and its heart will understand. Veshav v'rafalo, and he will repent. V'rafalo, and he will have a refuah.
You'll be healed.
So we see l'chora, we see from this pasuk, that after the gzar din, if he does teshuvah, veshav, the Ruffalo, then he'll have a refuah. The Shav Ruffalo, he'll have a refuah. And as you see in Tosas de Ramaskal, the Shav Ruffalo, it's a very interesting layout of Tosas, but Tosas de Ramaskal, the Shav Ruffalo says, Slicha sa'avon kara refuah. That the Slicha, getting repentance for a sin, is considered a refuah. As the Gemara in Megillah, which we will see. Okay, that was your cue, Simcha. We'll see in approximately...
So 10 years, 6 months.
It's gonna be less than a year.
Tanis and Megillah.
Tanis and Megillah. It's gonna be less than... We're talking about a year.
I knew that.
Unbelievable. This is gonna be a little over a year we're gonna see this Gemara. Okay, so just keep this in mind for about a year and a quarter. Okay, just keep this in mind. Because I'm gonna want you to point to this Gemara when we get there. All right. That's great to have you back. I gotta say, it's great to have you back. Okay. So we see that if a person's Vishav, if a person does Teshuvah, the Ruffalo, he gets a refuah, meaning he gets a Slicha. So we see, L'chora, we see that if he had a Gzar Din and he does a Teshuvah, then it works. Amalei Rav Papa, L'Abaye, V'dilma Lifnei Gzar Din. How do you know that this Pasuk is talking about after Gzar Din? Maybe it's talking before the Gzar Din. Before a Gzar Din, if you do Teshuvah, then V'Ruffalo, you get a Slicha. How do you see Gzar Din anywhere here? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Amrle, V'Ruffalo ksid. V'Ruffalo is mashma Gzar Din. Ezehu davar shetzarach refuah, because what is a matter that requires refuah? What is requires healing? What pain? What suffering, what maka, what blow requires refuah? Haviomer ze gzar din. The gzar din is the blow. That's the maka. That's the pain. So then you require a refuah to that. So that's how the pasuk is mashma, that if you do teshuvah, then v'ruffalo, which is the gzar din. After the gzar din, you have a refuah. If you do teshuvah, then boom, your gzar din is torn up. Beautiful. It's a beautiful zach.
I think it's important that every physical ailment also is because of our katan. But it says the only refuah you're going to get is a spiritual refuah. It's not guaranteeing a physical refuah.
Every reform, what, it's brought down to what?
I believe but many of our physical ailments are because of our chatoim. In other words, the physical sicknesses are a manifestation of our sins that we do.
Physical sicknesses could just be nisyonos. They're not necessarily yisurim because of avonos. They could be nisyonos that the Ribono Shel Olam is giving us nisyonos. Right? I mean, that's not... yisurim can be machaper. They could be machaper. But I don't know that they're coming specifically and only because of... If you have a chassid who has an ailment, but he because of what avera did he do that he deserves an ailment?
Right.
It's just dumb. People who suffer from ailments, this is the nisyonos Hashem's giving them, and it's taka, a good thing, because it's cleaning them up.
Mafi Varen Shasad Yidin,
yeah,
are all affected by each one is gonna get a particular
right.
If you're all around a particular myth for that.
So then that Aver. That Aver. Okay. Fine. Okay, so that's what we have so far.
Exactly.
The Gzar Din can be Nikra if you do Teshuvah. Meisve, says the Gemara, fourth line, second to last word, Meisve. Hashav bein tayim mochlin lo. If a person does teshuvah bein tayim, in between, what does it mean in between? Meaning if he does teshuvah in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or during the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, mochlin lo. You get mechila for that. But lo shav bein tayim, if you did not do teshuvah in between, afilu hevi kol eile nevayos. Even if he brings the greatest korbanos, the elim, the rams of nevayos, which are like the greatest, fattest, most beautiful and supple lambs in the world, ain mochlin lo. You don't get a mechila for that. So how can you say that, right? This brisa seems to say that if you did not do teshuvah between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, then there's no teshuvah that's going to help afterwards. After Yom Kippur, that's a gzar din, and boom.
There's no more chances.
No more chances. Chances are done.
It contradicts Yonah and his mission.
Why? Why?
Tell me. They all did sackcloth and ashes. They realized they did wrong.
When was that?
Every day. Why did we say?
Oh, that's a tzibur. Yeah, this is a man who's learned the daf. This is a man who's learned the daf. That's a tzibur. One second. We're gonna get there in 1 minute.
Different rules apply to tzibur than the
yachid. That's the rest of the Gemara. So I guess that concludes. Like I said, that concludes the Zayin.
Don't we say b'chol yom ma'aseh bereishis? Or we're created every day new, so don't we have every day an idea to do tshuva?
That's what Rabbi Yochanan says.
We do.
It's not just Rosh Hashanah.
It's a question. It means you came alive.
But the Gezar Din is concealed, though. You can still do tshuva, but the Gezar Din is concealed.
You can break a Gezar Din.
Yeah.
By doing tshuva.
Okay. One second.
I'm always for sure.
I'm going to have you hold off until Monday, because the Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Aleph over here is going to talk about a yachid. Okay, very good. You're okay with me going weiter? Because usually you're not. Usually you want to hold me up. So I just want to make sure that you're okay with it. Okay. So again, the Brisa says that if you have the Gzar Din, you're done. You're toast. So what's the story? So the Gemara says, Lo kasha, habiyachid habitzibur. This is what Reb Zev was referring to. That when it comes to a tzibur, then you have the ability to do teshuva. The tzibur has the ability to override the Gzar Din, but a yachid does not. So when the Brisa says that even if you bring all the alien vials in the world, you're not going to get any repentance, that's talking about the yachid. But what was? But when we say that a person gets repentance, v'shav v'ruffalo, that's the tzibur. The tzibur has that ability. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question on that. The pasuk says, Hashem is Doresh Eretz Yisrael, Enei Hashem Elokecha Ba, Mireish Yisashana, V'ad Achrishana. Hashem's eyes are on Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So what does it mean from the beginning to the end? Right? Is there a difference between the beginning and the end? So the Gemara says, yeah, Eitim l'tova v'eitim l'ra. Sometimes it's going to be good, and sometimes it's going to be bad. How so? Eitim l'tova, there are times when it's good. Ketzad. Harisha hayu Yisrael rishoyim gemurin. If Yisrael were rishoyim gemurim at the time of the Gezar Din, Rosh Hashanah, upask lahem gisham and muatim. And therefore, Hashem said that the people are going to get minimal rain for that year. And lesov chazru behan, at the end of the day, at the end, they were chozer. They did teshuvah. So what is he going to do? He made a gzar din that they're going to get limited rain. Lahosif aliani yafshar. He can't add to what he said because shekvar nigzar gzera. There was already a gzera that you're going to get minimal rain, so he can't change that. Ella kadosh baruch hu moridan bizmanan al haaretz atzricha lahan akolafia aretz. So what does Hashem do? Hashem says, okay, I was going to be gozer on this land to get X amount of rain. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring it in just the right times and in just the right lands that require the rain. So I'm going to spread it out and I'm going to make it so that it drops at just the right time in just the right place, and it'll be enough. Eitim l'ra, so you can see already where the Gemara is going with this, because you see that he cannot, even though it's the tzibur, he cannot override it. He can't override, even if they do teshuva, their chozer, they do the chozer b'teshuva, then Hashem cannot override it. Eitim l'ra, and sometimes it's bad. Ketzad, how so? Harei shahayu Yisrael tzadikim gemurim. What if Klal Yisrael b'Rosh Hashanah was tzadikim gemurim? They were good. Upasko lehem geshamim murubim, and therefore Hashem said, you're going to get tons of rain. L'sof chazru behen, and then later they became rishoyim. What's he going to do? L'fachos behen, Hashem cannot minimize what he said. He can't minimize the rain because EF shar shekvar nigzer gzeira. He can't do that because the gzeira was already for a lot of rain. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu moridam shelo bizmanam. Rather, what does Hashem do? He brings them down shelo bizmanam, not at the right times. Al ha'aretz she'ein etzricha lahen, and on a land that doesn't require them. So if you have a land that's already supple and already has sufficient water, he brings down more rain. So it doesn't help and could potentially hurt. What?
It could even ruin it.
So that's how Hashem manages the rain that he allocated, that he was a gozer on in the beginning of the year. So the Gemara says, well, this price doesn't make sense. According to what you said before, if it's a tzibor, then they're able to be overriding the gzar din. So the Gemara says, letova miha likare. We should say if they became good, Hashem should rip up the gzar din. Let Hashem rip up the gzar din and add rain. So the Gemara says, no, he doesn't do that. You know why he doesn't do that? Because shiny hasam. There is different to efshar b'hafi. He has an option. He has plan B. And plan B can work just as well as plan A. So don't bother ripping up the gzar din if he can finagle, if he can work around.
Hashem wants to finagle as opposed to rip up the gzar din.
Right. Hashem would rather work with what he's got rather than tear up the gzar din and create a whole new scenario. So he doesn't have to rip up the gzar din. Take the minimal rain, spread it out over the right periods and over the right lands, and shalom al Yisrael, everybody's good. So that's why he doesn't do it.
But nowadays really, we have really desalinization.
What?
Nowadays we have desalinization. So we don't need so much rain.
Okay. He said desalinization.
We don't need rain so much.
Oh. Yeah. I was going to say that, but he took the words right out of my mouth. No. So.
Okay, yalla.
It's spelled with a D, desalinization.
Anything more than two syllables is like, well.
Yeah, me too. Toshma. The Gemara asks a further kasha. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yordei Hayam Ba'aniyos, those who go down to the sea in boats. Ose Malacha B'mayim Rapim, they do Malacha in great waters. Hey Maro Masay Hashem, they see the Maasei Hashem, the incredible deeds of Hashem. Vayomer Hashem says, Vayamed Ruach Sa'ara, let there be a strong wind. Utromen Galav, and let it lift up the waves. Yachogu, they will shatter. Vayani'u Kashikor, and they will stir like a drunken person. Vayitzaku el Hashem batzar lahem, and they will cry out to Hashem, and Hashem will in their distress, they will call out to Hashem, and Hashem will save them. Yodu Hashem chazdo, and they will praise Hashem, they will thank Hashem for his chesed. So the Brisa continues, Asalahem Simonios Ka'achin Virachin Shabrakin Shabbatorah. If you look at the Tehillim, there are upside down nuns. There are actually five upside down nuns, maybe seven even. Upside down nuns. Scattered throughout what?
Like in the Chumash
Balos, like in they're upside down nuns. So too here in the Tehillim, there are upside down nuns which serve as the same thing as an ach and a rak in the Torah, which are limitations. Right? They're limiting the chesed of Hashem. Lo melacha that teaches you zaku kodem gezar din nen. If they called out to Hashem before the Gzar Din, then they're answered. But if they call out to Hashem after Gzar Din, they are not answered. That is a kasha. Why? Because the Yordei Hayam Ba'anios, that's a tzibor. And yet it says over here, if they call out to Hashem after the Gzar Din, no good. It doesn't work. Why? Why doesn't it work?
Historically, there's a lot of causes to it. The Purim story, there was a Gzar Din from Shemayim, probably some of the Gzar Din.
What do you mean? That's not a kasha, that's good. That was a tzibur. The tzibur was called out to Hashem, even if it was after the Gzar Din. They called out to Hashem, they did tshuva, and Hashem listened. Here we're saying that he doesn't listen. If they call out to Hashem after the Gzar Din, they're toast. Why? They're a tzibur. So the Gemara says, no. Haninami ki yechidim damu. These guys are considered like yechidim. Why are they considered like yechidim? So there's a ritva. The ritva brings down that these Yordei Hayam Ba'anios, these are not mishpacha achas. This is not one community going onto the boats. These are all different people going onto the boats. You have different sailors, different pirates going onto the boats. They're not a family. They're not a tzibur. They're just scattered. They're just a bunch of yechidim. Therefore, they're treated as yechidim. And therefore, if they call out to Hashem after the Gzar Din, it's no good. It doesn't work. So you don't have a kasha.
And the upside down nuns. The whole question is about the upside down nuns.
The upside down nuns, right? Because the upside down nuns are limiting and saying that, right, that it's only before the Gzar Din does Hashem answer. Before it shouldn't be. But anyway, so the Gemara brings down one further kasha. Here we go. Tashma. Shala Bluria Hagioris. That's Rabban Gamliel. It's a fascinating Gemara, which is also learned, I believe, in Brachos. Yeah, it's in Brachos, Daf Chafam and Beis. Okay? Shala Bluria Hagioris is Rabban Gamliel. Bluria Hagioris asked Rabban Gamliel, Ksiv. It's Ksiv Betoraschem. It says in your Torah. Why she called it your Torah and not the Torah? If she's a Gioris, she should be saying our Torah. But anyway, maybe she asked this before she became... What? Before she became a Gioris? Okay, very good. Asher lo yisafonim. One pasuk says Hashem does not show favor. Uksiv, and another pasuk says, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha. Hashem shows favor. So which one is it? Make up your mind. So the Gemara says, Nitpa la Rabbi Yosi HaKohen. Even though Rabban Gamliel was the one who was asked this question, Rabbi Yosi HaKohen decided he's going to get involved in this question.
That's the word Nitpa. Nitpa,
He
was tougher, but he's still a
joint. Tougher, but right.
He's a Kohen. That's why the blessings of the book is gone.
Ah, very good. Because he's a Kohen, it's a Berachos of the book is gone, and he wanted to get involved in this question. So he says the following answer. He gives a very interesting mashal. He says, Amar la em shalach mashal madav redoma. Let me tell you a mashal of what this is similar to. La'adam shenosha bechaveiro. You have a man who owes his friend money. He owes his friend $1,000. Mana. Oh, sorry. He owes him a mana. That's what I meant to say. The kavalos man bifnei amelech, and he said in front of the king, I am going to pay you back in 1 month. Vinish below b'chayi amelech, and he says, I swear on the king's life that I will pay you back in 1 month. Pretty gutsy character. Higiyas man, the time, 30 days came, below paro, and he didn't pay it off. And he feels bad now, so balefai es amelech. He comes to appease the king, va'amr lo, and the king says back to him, listen, albuni mochulach. My insult, the fact that you swore on my life and you made light of my life, I'm going to be mochel that. But lechu fayes es chaverecha. You're going to have to go and appease your friend. So says Rabbi Yossi, hachanami, so too in these two psukim, kan ba'avero shebein adam l'makom. When it comes to an avera that's just been adam l'makom, if a person, let's say, lo aleinu, a person swears in Hashem's name for, in vain, Okay, that's an iser
benadam lacham.
What?
Anything has to do with
chil hashem, right? Very good. So if he does an aveira shebenadam lamakom, then we say yisa hashem panavei lacha. Hashem will still show favor to you. But kan ba'aveira shebenadam lachaveiro. However, if you do an iser that's benadam lachaveiro, not only did you insult Hashem, but you insulted your chaver, and Hashem can't forgive that because you have to be mafayis your friend as well. So that's the pasuk that says Asher lo yisafanim. Hashem is not going to favor you because you still have to be mefayis your friend. But Rabbi Akiva has a different pshat, and that's where the Gemara asked the question. Ashebo Rabbi Akiva ve'limed. Rabbi Akiva came along and he learned kan kodim gzardin, kan la'acher gzardin. Says Rabbi Akiva, no. When do we say Yisa Hashem Panavei Lecha? That's before the Gzardin. But after the Gzardin, then Asher Lo Yisa Fanim, he's not going to show favor. So we see, Lechora this is talking about a Tzibor, and we see that even for a Tzibor, after the Gzardin, you are toast. So how can you learn that after the Gzardin, you can still do tshuva? So the Gemara answers similarly, Hachanami biyachid. So to here, we're talking about a yachid. These psukim are talking about a yachid. The havmina was that it was talking about a tzibor, but really it's talking about the yachid. This is a 31-minute shir. Should we go a little bit weiter, or should we stop here?
So, again, a yachid after the Gzardin cannot get ripped up
in the Gzardin? So a yachid after the Gzardin, can he rip it up? We're going to go weiter, because that's what we're going to discuss right now. We're going to do the next 6-7 lines. The gzar din, the yachid tanaihi. The gzar din of a yachid, can it be torn up after the gzar din? Tanaihi, that's a machloikas tanaim. As we see in the following brisa. De tanya, because we learned in a brisa, hire Rabbi Meir, oimer, it's only going to take 5 minutes. Rabbi Meir would say, shnayim sha'alu lamita v'chulyon shaveh. If you have two people that went sick, right? That's an expression. Going to the bed, it means that they got sick. The chulyon shaveh and their sicknesses are exactly the same. The chen shnayim sha'alu lagardom, and so too two people who went to court, lidon, to get judged, v'dinon shaveh, and their crime was exactly the same. Ze yered v'ze lo yered. This guy is going to get up from his sickness, and this guy's not going to get up from his sickness. Ze nitzav v'ze lo nitzav. This guy's going to get off the hook from court, and this guy's not going to get off the hook in court. Why should it be that one guy he gets well and another guy does not get well? Or zen nitzav v'zeh lo nitzav? Or one guy gets saved in court and the other guy does not get saved in court? Because zeh his follow v'nene, v'zeh his follow v'lo nene. One guy davened and didn't get answered. The other guy davened and did not get answered. So says the Gemara, mipnei ma zeh nene v'zeh lo nene. Why? Why should it be if one guy davened and he doesn't get answered? Another guy davens and he does get answered. Why should that be? So the Gemara says, Zeh hispalo tefila shlema nene. The one who davens a tefila shlema, which means, Rashi says, niskave, he has kavana. If a person davens a complete davening that he has kavana with, then he gets answered. Vezeh lo hispalo tefila shlema. And whereas the other guy did not daven a tefila shlema, so lo nene. Therefore, he doesn't get answered. But here's the kicker. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, kan kodim gzardin, kan la'acher gzardin. I'll tell you why. The guy who doesn't get up from his sickness, that's because there is a gzardin. So he's toast. But the guy who does get up from his sickness, that's before the gzardin. So we see, according to Rabbi Elazar, he's of the opinion that a yachid, once there's a gzardin, he's toast. There's nothing he could do about it, and no tshuva is going to help. However, Rabbi Yitzchak says, wrong. Yafet tzaka la'adam, bein kodim gzardin, bein la'acher gzardin. Tzaka, meaning tefillah, works for a man, whether it's before the gzardin or after the gzardin. So we see there's a machlokes tanaim, whether we can say that even after the gzardin, does tshuva, does tefillah help? According to Rabbi Yitzchak, it does. According to Rabbi Elazar, it does not. So for those of you who want to think positively, think like Rabbi Yitzchak, and you will sleep happily. And we will stop here.
Rabbi Yitzchak, for sure.
Rabbi Yochanan distinguishes between Rabbi Yochanan and Tzibra.
What?
Rabbi Yochanan distinguishes between Yochanan and Tzibra. That Gzardin.
No, he doesn't distinguish. He says.
Rabbi Yochanan says.
Where's Rabbi Yochanan?
Rabbi Yochanan was the one. Where Rabbi Yochanan
said Right, Tzibur, exactly.
Tzibur after the Gzadin can, Rabbi Yochanan after the Gzadin can.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
That's the bottom line.
Bottom line. You just...
Like,
okay, it doesn't matter. Shkoyach.